Yes, ladies and gentlemen, on Capitol Hill, we have a deal. Listen to the president.
I know there's some people in my own party and in the other party who would rather prolong this battle, even if we can't reach a compromise. But I'm not willing to let working families across this country become collateral damage for political warfare here in Washington.
Sounds like he gave in, but maybe it's more he just conceded to new political reality since the election. President Obama speaking there from the White House yesterday evening, acknowledging that his own Democrats are not going to like the deal on taxes that he has struck with Republicans. Now there's a tough sales job for angry members of Congress. Joining us with the latest on taxes and unemployment insurance and a little bit of intrigue today on the Senate floor is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, young Zwillick.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you.
Huckenberry.
Yes,
good morning.
So, first of all, this is a deal, right? That basically, I mean, the president has no chance of getting anything done in this lame duck session or looking forward to January, the new Congress with John Boehner as Speaker of the House, unless he makes this deal, right?
Well, that's what Republicans say. We're not letting anything go. Anything else that you want to do, start treaty, nukes with Russia, don't ask, don't tell. None of it's going to happen, Mr. President, until you make this deal. So he's gone and made it. And upset Democrats, understatement. Dispatching Vice President Joe Biden to the Hill today to try to calm the fires among the Democratic base, progressive and liberal lawmakers who are livid about this, John, because they don't feel like the president tried to exert any pressure at all. Look, everybody's happy to have a two-year extension of middle-class tax cuts, but the ideological purity for Democrats is don't extend tax cuts for the rich that they never liked in the first place back in 2001 and 2003 when President Bush gave it to them.
So here's the trade-off then. Obama has sort of bet that moving forward is more what the American people want than the ideological purity of staying with the uncompromised Democratic proposals, dealing with the fact that they don't have 60 votes, the whole thing would be stopped in the Senate. And the Democrats, at least the progressive Democrats, would believe that they're set up for a campaign issue because the Republicans wanted to, you know, keep the tax cuts for the rich no matter what.
I think you've pretty much got it right. Obama says, you guys voted on Saturday on some purity proposals. They both lost. I can, you know, I can get pure until we're all blue in the face and we don't have the votes for it. Core Democrats say, Mr. President, nobody rewards a deal maker. Yes, you've made a deal. We can move on. But when it comes to 2 years from now, how are you going to fire up the base? You keep capitulating. People like a winner. Fight on this. Taxes is the most ideologically defining issue we have in American government. It's domestic. It's kitchen table. It's pocketbook. Go to the mat on this. We want to fight. And indeed, let me point out, this deal has to be voted on by the House and the Senate. And there are Democrats who say, no, we're going to reject this deal. We want to fight. Do they have enough votes? That's what Joe Biden is going up there today to make sure doesn't happen. There's a revolt, especially in the House that makes it difficult, if not impossible, to ratify this deal. Then you got to go back to the table. So Biden's trying to make sure that doesn't happen.
All right, two questions. One, very, very pragmatic for people on unemployment insurance. And the second, a little political pie in the sky. Which do you want first?
Let's do pragmatic. It's more important.
All right. What do you say to people who are worried about their unemployment insurance running out? Is it going to get extended?
Yes, you've got it. This deal contains a 13-month extension of UI, which is very, very long. You know, they've been going on these 2 and 3 month extensions since the unemployment crisis began. 13-month extension, it will be retroactive if your checks stopped this week and started falling off on Monday. That'll be retroactive. And I've got good news for the very, very wealthy as well, John. I don't know if you're in this category. Estate tax. Anyone $5 million or above, they're setting your estate tax at 35%. It used to be 55%. So the $5 million singles and the $10 million families out there will be very pleased with that part of the deal.
All right. So, again, you're describing some of the elements that have enraged Democrats so much. Will this deal that retains the Bush-era tax cuts for the very, very rich, plus does the sort of estate tax business that you were talking about right there, does this increase or decrease the likelihood that Barack Obama faces a Democratic challenger in 2012?
Oh, well, in theory, it increases it. In theory, because any liberal progressive candidate would want to come out and say, change my eye, Barack Obama never really fought for the liberal causes that we all thought that he would. We thought he was a progressive firebrand. Turns out he's not. In reality, nearly impossible. That's what I think. I think the chances of a Democratic primary challenger to a Democratic president are just about nil. It would be disastrous. It would portend absolute disarray in the Democratic Party and nearly guarantee that a Democratic nominee would not be elected president. And
there's no huge waiting in the wings story like Teddy Kennedy was for Jimmy Carter back in the 70s.
Republican blogs, conservative blogs want you to think that that person is Hillary Clinton right now. And Hillary Clinton in some other blogs made a point a couple of weeks ago to say that she thought her career in elective office was over. Now, it's the Clintons. We don't know if she really believes that or not, or if she's being pragmatic herself, or if she's just trying to tamp down any expectation that she would try to primary Barack Obama. Republicans would love it, by the way, if they nominate Sarah Palin. Democrats really think they have to win that race. And if there's a primary on the Democratic side, disaster. I don't think it'll happen.
So speaking of the Clintons, there hasn't been an echo of an impeachment since Bill Clinton was in the White House. But that's going on in Congress today, right?
There hasn't been an impeachment trial on the Senate floor since 1999. There is one today for Judge Thomas Porteous from New Orleans, federal judge, accused by the House of four counts of high crimes and misdemeanors. This is basically a bribery, straight corruption case. There's going to be a trial on the Senate floor, only the 12th in history. I think this is great. I love it when this stuff happens because it's so rare. Only the 12th one in Senate history. Only 8 judges in the history of the United States have been removed by the Senate. John, you know who the last one was?
I do not.
Alcee Hastings in 1989
is now
a congressman now from Miami. Kicked off the bench and got elected to Congress.
Who presides over this impeachment trial?
There is nothing in the rules that says. Now, when Bill Clinton was impeached,
it was Rehnquist,
the Chief Justice. We'll see who it is. There's nothing in the rules that dictates
Great trivia question for tomorrow. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.